Now, there's one thing, whenever I get my picture taken with anybody, because I'm about 6'2", I always feel I have to lower myself down a little bit or lean a little bit forward. But not when you got somebody like Geordie Murphy standing beside you. Geordie, how are you?
Very well, thank you for having me. How
what height would you be?
I'm just under 6 foot, so you beat me there.
I'm taller than you, but you'd be a little bit better built, maybe.
I don't know now. You're putting yourself down there.
Yeah, but see, that's fat. No, that's not. That's Bill. That's Bill. You've got involved in the Alliance, the new umbrella Alliance, which is raising awareness for men's cancer awareness.
Yeah, the Men's Cancer Alliance. It's the Mater Foundation, the Mercy Hospital Foundation, and Cancer Care West. So they're working together just to kind of promote awareness for men's cancer and kind of everything involved with that.
Get people talking about it, really, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well. The statistics are getting scarier and scarier all the time, I think. Like, at the moment, 1 in 3 men is affected by cancer here in Ireland, and the World Health Organization have brought out a report that in the next 20 years, that's going to go up 70%. So in the next 20 years, it'll be 2 in 3. So it really
70%?
Is. 70%?
Yeah, 70%. And is that just the way we're living? Or hopefully, there'll be at that stage, they may have some, well, maybe not the cure as such, but...
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's just kind of natural progression, I think. Like, obviously... hoping for cures and things like that, but at the moment the statistics, like I said, are getting worse and worse, but it's just kind of the main aim behind the campaign is just to really make men aware of
what can happen. Prevention, really, isn't it? It's basically just making, if you feel anything, going down to the GP. It's testing yourself, and that's, I mean, that's the big problem that men have talking about, and you got involved because you lost a friend.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I lost a friend a few months ago, and after I was chatting to my agent, Niall Woods, and we were talking about getting involved in charities anyway, and then I just said that what I'd like to get involved in was definitely men's cancer, and the Men's Cancer Alliance kind of came along soon after, and it was just a good fit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, and as we said, happy to be working with them.
It's to get guys talking. I mean, we're going to talk now about sports, which, you know, well, many times I'm sitting at the bar and I'm always talking about sports to very people. So you can talk about sports, you can talk about everything else, you can talk about the rugby, the soccer, but guys should also talk about their health as well. At some stage, it's not, you know, you're not giving in to being a guy just because you start
talking
about
it. Well,
I mean, would you talk about health a lot? Because it's, I mean, you have to be healthy all the time. Would you talk to your teammates about your health a lot?
Yeah, well, that's one of the things I think with rugby, nutrition and general health is one of the main things. But I think in general, men have to kind of, I think it's, there's kind of an embarrassment factor to come with it. Men are kind of very stubborn at accepting that something's wrong and then going and seeking for help. They seem to be too proud, but it's kind
it's
of one
like
of those
a,
things.
You
where,
think it's a weakness, but it's not a weakness.
Exactly. It's going to
save your life.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. It's it's black and white. It's one of those things. You just have to go and get yourself checked out. There's nothing embarrassing about going to see your doctor for anything else. So.
Absolutely not. When I was told you were coming in, I thought it was really interesting that you lived in Barcelona till you were 9.
I did. I did indeed. My parents moved over there in the late 80s and I was born in 91 over there. So sadly, they took me back.
Did you
here,
like living in Barcelona?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah. It's been ages now, but I've only got fond memories. So
you technically could have a Spanish passport.
I could, yeah.
And if you got into the soccer... When you were there, were you playing soccer when you were there?
I was playing soccer, but I was a keeper. I wouldn't have been much, didn't have many skills, I have to say.
Okay. And you're a big fan of Barcelona?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, big fan.
So you're a bit disappointed when Spain were knocked out?
Yeah, well, can't support Ireland in the World Cup, unfortunately. No. So I had to support Spain, but God, they didn't make a great go of it either. The first game kind of says it all, 5-1 loss. So yeah, it fell apart. And
I was in Spain.
Yeah,
the week Spain got knocked out. So when I was flying over, I thought, this is going to be great. Spain are going to be playing, the giant screens all over the place, great atmosphere. And then what happened? Spain got knocked out. But worse still, they took all the giant screens down and they wouldn't show any football.
Yeah, I heard that. One of my mates was actually in Barcelona in a bar during the Dutch game, and he said once the third or fourth goal went in, the screens were turned off and everyone went about their business. So
yeah, it was like the next night I went down to this square to watch the next game and it was just there was horse racing on.
Yeah.
They take it a little bit personally, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
And obviously then, being a Barcelona fan, Messi would be you would be a big fan of Messi.
Yeah, well, Spain got knocked out, so I...
So then you moved to Argentina.
I moved to Argentina, yeah. It sounds terrible, I keep changing team. But no, I was disappointed last night they didn't win. I think the Germans overall deserved to win the whole World Cup, but...
Yeah.
Like that goal as well was incredible. That was worthy of winning a World Cup final, really.
You got a sense once they beat Brazil 7-1 that was it. They weren't going to lose the World Cup.
No, definitely not. No, that was a serious statement going into the final, wasn't it? To do that to the hosts.
And watching it, did you get an impression that Messi might have been a bit... He just wasn't the Messi we expected. He certainly wasn't as good. He was just an average Messi.
No, I can agree with that. He's had a few injuries now throughout the season and stuff, but he still managed to play 40-odd games for Barcelona and then going straight to the World Cup. But he's just kind of, he's been on such a good go of it for the last 5 years, I suppose. It's got to come to a stop at some stage. Hopefully it'll be revived now next season.
Got to sense that last free kick on the last minute.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it went into Rosette.
Yeah, I don't think he believed that was going in either, you know.
Yeah, the head was down even as he was moving up.
Yeah.
Do you watch a lot of the soccer, Jordy?
I did, yeah.
Because sometimes rugby fans, rugby players just don't, they won't watch soccer.
Yeah, I watch all sports. I'd be a big sports fan.
Do you find with the rest of your lads in Leinster, would some just soccer? Nah, not going to watch it.
Yeah, definitely think some wouldn't. Yeah, but most people like football. They love the Premier League and everything like that. So
I remember going to Old Trafford with a friend of mine who all he ever played all his life was rugby, and we went to Old Trafford, and he basically didn't watch the game for 90 minutes. He sort of stood outside and walked around going, this is stupid.
Well, it can be incredibly disappointing when you're sitting there for 90 minutes and not one goal is scored. So
there was one thing as well, and it's come out this morning, the amount of concussion this World Cup has been the highest since they've sort of kept records. Because guys are getting a bit more physical and going into the, you know, I mean, you saw Schweinsteiger last night with the face cut on, but do you get a lot of that in rugby? Is there, it'd be much more physical. So is there concern about like concussion and that in the rugby game?
Yeah, well, absolutely. But I think the IRFU and the IRB have worked really hard, and we now do impact tests at the start of the season before we even play games, which is just kind of a test where and shapes and wordings and things like that. And then if you get concussed, you go and do that. And if you fail it or you get below your score, then you're kept off playing for a while. So I think they really are on top of it.
Yeah. They need a little bit more in soccer, because like even last night, I can't remember who it was, it went back on. And he was clearly... And he was clearly concussed and walking around in circles.
Yeah.
And then they took him off, you know.
Yeah.
So you want to be very careful with that.
No, absolutely.
So you're back training.
First day back today, yeah.
So were you back in today?
Yeah, this morning at about 8:30. We're coming in dribs and drabs, but there was about 10 or 12 of us in today, so.
Yeah.
It was, I had a bit of fear last night, I have to say, going back into a whole new season, but no, I enjoyed it. It was incredibly tough. But
so when you go, I'm thinking you go day one, you're straight back in. Is it straight back out on the pitch, straight into the gym? All that sort of stuff.
Well, it's straight into the gym. We did legs today and then a bit of fitness training. We'll be out on the pitch now in the next few weeks, and contact won't start for a couple of weeks after that. So,
okay, so that's just to build everything back up again.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of, you've had a month off of relaxing and stuff, doing a bit of training here and there. But
did you do a bit of training here and there?
I did, yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I did now.
Running up the beach.
Yeah, that's it.
In Greece. Go, that's my drink.
Yeah.
Come back here, yeah. But a little bit every now and then, yeah. Of course you did.
Exactly.
But yeah, I mean, you're looking great anyway. You're looking fit, but you've got a bit of colour as well.
Yeah, well, I was in Greece and Portugal, so I had a nice time off, I have to say.
Yeah. And all those training set, those famous training grounds of Greece, for
that's
rugby.
That's it.
And when you're back in, is it solid now, isn't it? Like every day you're training. How many hours a day would you train?
Well, it's. I suppose I was in this morning from about 8:30 till 2:30, but we're obviously not training every single minute of that.
Yeah.
It's broken up into different things, like whether you're doing a bit of weight training or fitness, or you're in getting physio and things like that, doing extra stretching. So the time actually does fly by, really.
Yeah.
And especially now when you come into the season, there'll be meetings as well during the day and stuff. So we really do have pretty packed days.
Interesting season ahead for Lance, obviously, with Bod. And Leo went as well, didn't he?
Leo's gone, yeah. He's joined the coaching staff now. So
Leo Cullen seems to have been there forever. Just he's one of those, you know what I mean? I mean, he just always seems to be in there. I know Bod as well, but how will that shape up next season without them?
Well, obviously it's well, the time was always coming, I suppose, yeah, and they had to retire. But there's obviously some faces, brand new faces coming in, so we're excited about that, and hopefully they'll start gelling well quickly. Yeah. We still have the guts of a very strong squad as well, and Leo's joined our coaching staff, yeah, so there hasn't been too much change up, really.
Right, okay. It'll be an interesting one. When's the first game coming up?
It'll be around the start of September. We'll be playing Glasgow.
Right, and that's it.
Well, we've got two pre-season friendlies before as well, but that'll be the first competitive league game.
Do they play rugby in Spain?
They do, yeah. Not very well, but they do play it, yeah.
You could go there, as a hero.
Yeah, maybe when...
then you could retire there.
I'll head over there, yeah, exactly.
Listen, Jordy, thanks very much for coming in. Just to remind everybody, Jordy is now an ambassador for the Alliance, the new umbrella alliance formed by the Mater Hospital Foundation. It really is important to get men to talk about... It's the same way as we're talking about sport here, just to talk about cancer awareness. To get yourself tested if you sense or you feel anything. You know, even down the pub, say it to your mates and get organised. I mean, that's the big thing. Sometimes we'll talk all day about football, but we won't talk about our own, you know, especially when it's to do with cancer, we won't talk about it.
Well, that's one of the main points. It's just there's no point in being embarrassed at the end of the day if it's going to save your life. So
absolutely. Just before you go, Messi was given the golden ball last night.
I saw that, yeah.
The best player in the World Cup.
I know. I have to say I was slightly surprised by that.
Yeah,
I thought,
yeah,
some of the German players, Müller, one of those would have won it. But obviously I was delighted for him. I'm a big fan of him. Yeah. So.
They're saying it's all for marketing reasons. But I thought it was funny because Maradona came out and said he shouldn't have got it.
Yeah,
he got it in 1986 when he handled the ball and put it in the net.
I know, yeah. I'm actually surprised he said that. He should be back in his own country, man.
Really, he should, yeah. Listen, Jordy, have a good season, all right?
Thank you very much.
And,
thanks for having me.
No problem at all. And it's good talking to you. And we'll put details up at the Alliance on our website.